Mishnah Yomim continues in the fifth parak of Ma'aser Sheni, which we began yesterday, which was bringing up the topic of Kerem Revai or Net Revai. Now in Mishnah Gimel, Kerem Revai, fourth year vineyard produce. Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Lo Chomesh Ve'Ein Lo Bir. It does not have a 1/5 additional payment when the owner redeems it, and it does not have Bir. Bir is a really interesting concept we've mentioned by Shvit, and it also applies, in a sense, to Meiser. In the context of Masrot, it means in the fourth and seventh years, all of the Maser must be removed and eliminated. Be'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayit, as we're going to see later on in this parak. So Beit Shammai says these rules, which apply to Meiser Sheni, do not apply to Revai. Be'hila Omim Yeshlo. Beit Hila says no. Meiser Sheni, we learned it, there's a Gezira Shava Kodesh Kodesh. Partner explains that we compare these laws of Meiser Sheni, Chomesh and Bir, to Revai as well. Mishnah continues, Beit Shammai Omrim, Yeshlo Peret, Yeshlo Ololot. That's the vineyard, that's Revai, has the laws of Peret and Ololot. Peret is grapes that fell on the floor during the harvest, and they are left for the poor. It's basically like the Shikha, concept by grain, but applied to grapes. Yeshlo Ololot. Ololot is the underdeveloped clusters of grapes. They don't look like a normal cluster of grapes. They didn't quite get filled out with the normal shape of a healthy cluster of grapes. Those are also left to the poor, kind of like peah, but for grapes. So Beit Shammai says that the aniyim do have an entitlement to some portion of the Kerem Revai. Aniyim podin la'otzman. And they can redeem it for themselves. If they're not going to bring these grapes themselves, these Peret and Ololot grapes to Yerushalayim, they can redeem it for themselves and bring that money to Yerushalayim. Beit Hillel Omrim Kulo Legat. Beit Hillel says all of the grapes, even the what would normally be Peret and Ololot in a different year, after the fourth year, in the fourth year they all belong to the owner and they go into his gat, his own personal wine press. So the reason for this, somewhat counterintuitively, is that because Beit Hillel holds Revai is like Meiser Sheni, it's Mamon Gevoha. It's the property of Hashem that Hashem is choosing to give us if we're using it, if we're eating it in Yerushalayim. So since it doesn't really belong to the owner of the vineyard, it really belongs to Hashem, and he's sort of giving, Hashem is giving permission to the owner to eat it in Yerushalayim or redeem it and then eat the value in Yerushalayim. So the gifts to the poor, the Peret and the Ololot, would not apply. Okay, Mishnah Dalet, Ketzad, Podim, Netzer Revai. How are we Podim? How to redeem the Netzer Revai? Now you'll notice it uses the word Netzer here, as we discussed yesterday. It just means plantings, you know, fruit trees, instead of Kerem. And really the law applies to both Kerem, both vineyards, and any other kind of fruit tree. So how do you redeem it? Meniach et asol. You put down the basket, al pi shlosha, literally on the mouths of three, but you're not putting the basket on your mouths. You're bringing together three experts in assessing the, you know, the value, and you know they're bucky in the business and the valuation of this produce, and you're doing it based on their financial guidance. Omer, kama adam rotzi lifta d'lo basela. How many of these baskets would a person, you know, buy, redeem, really, but how much would he pay? How many baskets would he get for a sella? How many baskets would he be willing to take for his sella? Al menat lahotzi yitzil mebeto, on condition that he has to pay the expenses from his own house. So it's interesting, by Meiser Sheni, we saw at the beginning of the fourth parak, the previous parak, that also you redeem based on an expert valuation, but you only need three experts when there's, you know, the crops are already getting kind of old or, you know, deteriorating in some way. You need sort of an expert assessment. Here we need the expert assessment because you get to deduct the expenses when you're redeeming Revai. So the expenses are deductible for Revai. I'm sure the IRS will be happy to hear about it. The Mishkatin is Meniach et Amaut, so he puts down the money, the Omer, Kola Nilkat Mezei, any produce picked from this Revai orchard or vineyard, Mechula Ol Amaut Elu, is deconsecrated onto these monies, Vekach Vekach Solim, the sella, for the amount of baskets the experts came up with per sella. So the rate that they established a person would pay for this produce, assuming he can deduct the expenses of continuing to take care of these trees and this produce until they reach maturity. Shkoyach Rabosai, be well.